I just overcame a lot to to get to you today. I like restarted literally. I came in, the computer wasn't on. I clicked the big restart button on the thingy. Whatever. I'm here now.
Whoever had the last show.
Yeah, they shut down everything. Whatever.
Maybe it was Alex.
Yeah, it probably was, honestly. I don't know. I had a feeling something was going to go wrong. It didn't go wrong. I kind of fixed it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the past hour, Danielle was like, we have to get there super early. I'm really afraid.
I'm really paranoid. For some reason, I was so paranoid today. But look, we've made it. And I think I have Jules here. I think.
Bestie vibes.
Ruby is joining us from Missoula once again. And I'm excited for another day of fun.
I really wish I brought water since I just ate peanut butter.
No, you didn't. You didn't eat anything in here.
I didn't eat anything.
Oh, happy Easter, guys. I'm trying to think of anything else.
Happy Easter.
Yeah.
It's my favorite holiday.
Yeah.
I've never celebrated.
All right, I'm going to play a song. I'm going to go for it. Oh, we're really on time. 9. All right, this is Mansion by Grace Ives. I really like her, and I really like this song. And she's from Brooklyn.
Wow.
Local girly. Okay.
I'm not from there.
Enjoy, guys. Yeah, that was Grace Ives looking for a mansion.
I thought she was looking for a fight.
She's looking for a fight.
In a mansion?
In a mansion. Yeah, Ruby just texted me. She looks very Brooklyn, and she does. New age Brooklyn. But Ruby and I, actually, this summer, we just made plans.
What's the Brooklyn to explore. Look?
Well, currently, it's Grace Ives. A little.
What's my look?
Like Staten. No, but Ruby and I are going to get in touch with the old Brooklyn ways this summer. Ruby just posted on Reddit for me and for us about the best Italian places in New York.
I told them just go to Italy.
No, but we're looking for like Italian-American yeah. Soprano vibes. And I think I might break my vegetarianism.
Really?
Yeah, but I think it might just be like for meat sauce. I don't know if...
Like bolognese?
I feel like if I have like pork or something, like, I don't think my body will handle that.
Sometimes meat sauce has pork in it.
Yeah, I just don't think I can do, like slices of pork.
Like, where I was in Italy, like, the meat sauce was, like,
boar or like
yeah pork. I think I can do a little bit of pork and sauce because I probably have had that actually
yeah where I was it was like pork was like the main like protein I feel like
yeah pork's big in Italian food which I didn't really notice
yeah
but I noticed after well, watching the Sopranos
it's very regional there
yeah I think they're from the south
yeah
because well, there's that whole northern southern Italian divide I know how it is.
I'm partial to Florence.
I do not care. I'm partial to New Jersey. I love my New Jersey Italians. No. But anyway, if anyone knows any places, Ruby posted on Reddit. We're getting some traction on there. We're going to go big this summer.
Olive Garden.
What?
Olive Garden.
No, we're not going we're not going Olive Garden. Not at all. We'll be doing some grinding this summer.
Well, maybe when I come visit, you'll have had some places that you
Yeah, I'm sure you'll really like it. We're going for like real Italian.
I think like well the
like real American Italian.
I feel like cheese is much bigger in like American Italian than it is in Italy.
But I'm not talking food, I'm talking vibe. Okay. I'm talking like probably like red
so you
exterior.
Want, like, a place that, like,
I want a place where I can go with French tips.
A front for like organized crime.
Not just a little bit of a vibe of that sort.
Okay.
I think a lot of organized crime's out of New York right now, actually. But we'll see. Apparently, organized crime's doing well in COVID, is what I've heard. Okay, we'll get back to the music. We're going to do Ease Down the Road by Bonnie Prince Billy. It's a nice little song.
I took her on a simple trip to see her husband's family. And on the way upon her hip was laid my head down gently. All due respect was meant and all. The winds were in agreement that this was answering the call of awkward and true feeling. A fireman her husband was. So to give him duty, I duly tried to light a fire upon his rightful booty. But beauty was my treasure then, as through the hills I drove her and taught her that another man could have made love to her.
That was Ease Down the Road by Bonnie Prince Billy. There's headphones in here, and they're playing some random music. I don't know where it's coming from.
And it's loud.
It's loud. I don't know, guys. Maybe I fixed Robo DJ is what I'm thinking. I don't know. I'll see what happens afterwards when I turn it on. But it's playing like music that I would assume Robo DJ would play.
That would be a miracle.
Yeah. Oh, also, that song, Ease Down the Road by Bonnie Prince Billy, real nice song, but for some reason, Harmony Korine is, like, credited on this. I remember I was telling you about that movie that I watched where the plot was this boy was trying to give all these girls AIDS. Yeah. It was the guy that directed that movie. I mean, he directs good movies, but I don't know. They make me really uncomfortable.
Tells me about a lot of weird movies.
Yeah, that one makes me really uncomfortable. And I was shocked when I found out he was somehow credited on this. Not in a bad way, just in a surprised way.
Yeah.
Okay, this next song, Jules. Do-do-do-do-do. We got Grimes again. 4 a.m.
I definitely don't know this one because I only know the one that you already played for me.
Yeah, I like this one. It makes me feel outer bodily. Oh my god, these headphones. Here. Okay, they played this. And then sometimes music happens through them. I don't know. It's really creepy. I don't like it. Okay, well, here's 4 a.m. Grimes. Yeah, that was 4 a.m. by Grimes. Also, guys, major apologies because it came to our attention that last week Jules and I accidentally did the show a full hour early and we didn't notice.
And it, like, neither of us noticed.
No.
It makes no sense. We looked at the timestamps of photos.
Yeah, and we were here from 8 to 9 instead of from 9 to 10. But every other week, I think I've done it 9 to 10.
It just doesn't make sense because it's, like, very unlike us.
Like, I think it's unlike you.
It's unlike me, yeah.
I really was not surprised by myself, but I was, like, I knew something felt weird. When we got back, I was like, it feels early. A little early. And then before I came here today, I, like, checked the program schedule because I was like, am I at 8 or am I at 9? And then I checked and I was like, I am at 9. I was
convincing you that it was at 8.
Yeah, well, because last week I made you get, we left at, like, 7.
I was at dinner and then she was like, are you going to be ready by 8?
Well, I wasn't rushing you. I was like, Jules, I just
wanted to know. And I was like, yeah.
I don't know why 8 was in my head.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think technically there's someone in front of us, but they're never here.
I also thought, like, because my show's at 7 on Tuesdays, and I thought that, like, mine was at 7 to 8, and I just remembered that yours was 8 to 9 for some reason.
Yeah, I really don't know what happened, but apologies, guys. Like, sorry if you accidentally couldn't make it.
Yeah, if you were, like, at 9 o'clock, you were like,
like, finally we can tune in. I'm pretty sure you maybe got the end of
my show.
All my listeners, it's a lot for them.
Yeah, so there's a public apology for you guys.
Public apology, so sorry.
We'll post a YouTube video as well.
Yeah, I'll make an apology video. Oh, and Ruby's wisdom of the day, she sent it to me. I asked her if she has anything to say, and she said, be strong, be awake, be alive.
Oh, that reminds me of a quote from the winner of Dancing with the Stars Juniors, Sky Brown. Mm-hmm. She said, it'll come to me.
Wow. Anyway, while you're thinking, I actually went to Waffle House this past week, guys. My show's named Waffling, and I actually finally made it to Waffle House, and it was awesome. I got an egg and cheese on the biscuit, I got hash browns, and I got a chocolate chip waffle. We couldn't eat inside, but I ate at the park. The next goal is to get Waffle House inside.
Have fun, be brave, and do it because you love it.
That's good.
I think that's really good advice, like, especially do it because you love it.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't do anything
because you don't love it.
And I love doing the radio thing, y'all.
Yeah, I freaking love the radio, man. So this is why we're here.
Because we do it because we love it. And we're brave.
Yeah. We're actually really brave. I was really brave because I came and nothing was working, and then it started working.
Danielle's way braver than I am. Like, I had a little panic attack because of a bug the other day.
Oh, yeah. Also, that just happened is I had to trap a huge water bug. It was really scary.
I was no help.
Yeah, but it's fine. We did it. All right, guys. Next song, Sugar Cube, Yola Tango. I love this song.
I love Sugar Cubes.
Well, hopefully you like the song.
Thank you.
That was Sugar Cube by Yola Tango. Jules asked me if they were Spanish, and I was like, I'm pretty sure they're not. And then I looked it up, and Ruby, this is a fun fact for you. Yola Tango came from the Mets.
Of New York.
The New York Mets, my favorite team, my hometown team. Apparently, there were like two players in the outfield, and one of them only spoke Spanish, so like when they were both going to get the ball, the fly ball, all softball players know this, you have to call it. That's what I had to do in high school. And so instead of saying I got it, he had to say Yola Tango.
Danielle looked at me as if I play softball.
I was a softball girl.
I played softball in like fifth grade for 1 year. I tried like every single sport possible and was bad at every single one of them. Like I was on a basketball team that never won a single game. So I've tried, at least. I'm really not coordinated, and, like, I'm not good at that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay, wait. I need to play the Talking Heads because Ruby's leaving. Okay, life during wartime, Ruby's coming up. I got to type it in here, though. Oh, and before you go, I think we should tell you what our show's called today. It's called We Saw God at Giacomo's, because we literally did this. Giacomo's. We went to Giacomo's, the Italian deli on College Hill. Oh, my God, my mask is so itchy. And, you know, got good sandwiches, but on the way there,
we had like a heavenly,
like a literally an out of body experience, because DC Jackson, who we've spoken about many a times on the show, I've never had him in person. Jules has.
So like Danielle texted me one day. She's like, I want to take a history class.
No, stop. We don't have time for this whole backstory.
Okay, whatever.
But basically, we were walking towards there. I see this man with really bad posture and really long gray hair leaving, and I was like, okay. And then Jules was like, Danielle, that's DC.
I grabbed Danielle. I'm like, no, that's DC Jackson.
And I like freaked out because I didn't know what to do because he wasn't going in our direction and I couldn't really see his face. And I was still processing like that's what he looked like in the flesh. And so basically we were wimps and we saw him leave Giacomo's and then we went in there and got really good food. But
they didn't have my Pondi Stella.
No, and I got a really good sandwich actually. And I got ravioli that I still have to make.
But we're going to keep going to Giacomo's and hopefully see him again.
Yeah, it was noon. It was like 12:30.
Like, we don't know what his deal is. We both want to take a class with him next semester or the semester after that.
And we need to talk to him.
Just before we graduate. And go to his office hours and, like, form a friendship of the three of us.
Yeah. Okay, anyways, that's what our title is. And our next step, we're scheming to meet him there someday. So I'm going to play Talking Heads right now. Ruby, this is for you. We're playing Life During Wartime. That sounds pretty sad.
Yeah.
All right. Here it is.
Thank you.
That was Life During Wartime by Talking Heads. Ruby sadly has to go soon, but maybe she can get a few more minutes in. Yeah, I liked that song, Ruby. I did like that song. It's been a while since I've listened to Talking Heads. All right. This next song is a little short one. Jules, we'll see if you like it. It's 1 minute, 20 seconds. Unkillable, Katie Day. I found out about it through March Madness, the playlist exchange. And I like the song a lot. It's weird because it's like, I can't really tell what she's saying, but I can tell what she's saying sometimes. But whatever she does say, like, it gets stuck in my head, but I can't really understand what she's saying. Also, she's from Australia, and I love Australians.
Aussie, mate.
Yeah, she's an Aussie. Okay, 1 minute, 20 seconds, and we'll be back. Unkillable. Yeah, that was Unkillable, Katie Day.
I did not like
Jules didn't like it. She said she sounded like she was having a seizure, but I liked it.
It sounds like she was, like, struggling to breathe.
Okay, I'm going to try to play this next song Jules and I actually both like, because we exchanged... Jules and I did a playlist exchange amongst ourselves. And
yeah, I didn't really want to participate in the March Madness thing, because the last... Like, I just, like, wanted... Like, I don't really want to make a playlist. I don't know.
Yeah, I literally made yours last time. For your person.
Yeah. And I just was like, you know what, I just want to know more about Danielle, and I think Danielle needs to know more about me, because, like, we're trying to become besties, and I put together my favorite songs, she put together her favorite songs, and I have been listening to hers.
Yeah, I see.
I don't hate them all.
Yeah, I have two from my playlist coming up tonight.
I thought I was gonna hate it.
Yeah, but you don't.
I did fall asleep to it,
but yeah. Well, there's some that are slow, but this isn't. This is A Tribe Called Quest, We the People. I'm playing the SNL version just because, in case, because Alex threatened that she would FCC me, and I'm scared of her.
Alex is scared.
She was like, because she was telling me, she was like, I didn't want to play this song because it had ASS in it. And I was like, Alex, you can literally do that. Like, that doesn't even count, in my opinion. And then she was like, I'm going to FCC you, because she's like, I see that you play explicit stuff all the time. And I was like, Alex, I don't trust you. Ooh, mysterious. Okay, so I'm gonna try to play this from YouTube,
so Alex,
again.
If you're listening, we're doing it legally.
Yeah, we're doing it legally. And
I'm her lawyer, so lawyered, Alex.
Screw off, Alex. And I'm gonna try to get Dave Chappelle says, and this is We the People. So I'm gonna try to get Dave Chappelle saying that, because I like Dave Chappelle.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, at long last.
Show that you waste your time with. Guilty pleasures hit the edge of reality. bloggers and media that logs false narratives of God that came up against the odds. We not just rappers with the bars. It's kismet that we're cosmic with the stars. You masses overlooking street art, but they ain't street smart, but you keep us off the chart. Some numbers and your statisticians. Y'all know about true competition. Just like the AO picture on there talking about he hitting. The only one who's hitting are the ones that's currently spitting. We got the Missy smitten, rubbing on a little kitten, dreaming of a world that's equal for women. We know the job, I'm fighting. Boy, I tell you that's fiction. Babylon blood.
Yeah, that was A Tribe Called Quest, We the People on SNL. They have a nice little Fife Dog memorial moment.
I like them.
Yeah, they're really... I think you should listen to more of their music.
Okay, suggest some.
I'll send it to you later. You would like it.
Sounds good. You'll listen to the Jonas Brothers that I sent you
days ago. Yeah. Okay, this next song is the one that I think you might like, actually. So there's this song, These Days, by Nico, who's part of the Velvet Underground, but she's a little problematic. And I was listening to some, like, playlist that Spotify made me today, and These Days was, I think, okay, wait, let me double check. I'm pretty sure it's her song, and this guy's covering it. But I think it's her song. Yeah. And it's nice. I think you might like it. There's a little bit of, like, 70s rock vibes to it, so I thought of you.
I like that.
Okay, so let me know. This is going to be These Days by Jackson Browne.
Well, I've been out walking. I don't do that much talking. About the things that I forgot to do for you, and all the times I had the chance to. Enough.
That was These Days by Jackson Browne. And I think Nico sang it first, but I think he wrote it, is the consensus I'm getting.
Okay. I did like it. I think I was expecting it to maybe be like more upbeat. Like,
yeah. After,
but I did really like it.
Yeah, I did think of you for some reason. So there's that.
Well, the sentiment's very nice.
Oh. Oh my god, the headphones are talking again. Guys, I don't know. Okay, next song's Easy Easy by King Cruel. I think you might like this song. We'll see.
It sounds like Vienna on the headphones.
I don't know. I'm really scared. These headphones are freaking me out. Okay, Easy Easy, King Cruel.
Same old Bobby, same old beat. Yeah, they got nothing on me. The same old cars, the same old streets. But yeah, they got nothing on me. And easy come and easy go. Well, yeah, I'm sure I told you so. They just want you for your door. But I'm sure I told you so. Kept my receipt, 'cause this damage I bought, yeah, it's been off for a week. A lot of Tesco's stealing my money. When positivity seems hard to reach, I'll keep my head out of my mouth shut. 'Cause if you're going through hell, we just keep going. You're easy. So easy. You're easy. Man, just leave us alone. I'll be 1 minute on the phone.
Yeah, that was Easy Easy by King Cruel. We also just discovered that I have actually 4 songs from my playlist I sent Jules on here, and I thought I had 1 originally.
I think it's nice that I recognized that.
Yeah. And what do you think about that song?
I like it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right, this next song is Dallas by Silver Jews. And that's also on the playlist.
Okay.
And we'll see what you think about this one.
Buondissimo.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, this is Dallas, Silver Jews. Yeah, that was Dallas by Silver Jews. I really got into the song over the summer because I went to a record store and I was like, okay, I want a Silver Jews record. I want an album, and I was like, okay, I kind of want.
Do you have a record player?
Yeah, and I was like, okay, I kind of want. I don't have it here because I was.
Yeah.
I was like, I kind of want. Like, they have two albums. I kind of wanted, or they have more than two albums, but I kind of wanted American Water or their first one, Starlight Walker. And then I went in there and they only had A Natural Bridge, which is this one. And I was like, okay. And then I played it, and my record player is also kind of janky. So, like, it made this sound even more, like, lo-fi-y. And I don't know why, but for some reason, this song, Dallas, I was just like, oh my God. And so whenever I got stressed out, I would just put on Dallas, and then Inside the Golden Days of Missing You, and like that transition, everything. I was like, wow. So what do you think of it, Jules, after I said how much it meant to me?
I like it. I never said I didn't.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
I told you the one song on the playlist I didn't like.
Yeah, it was a Vince Staples song.
It was like the crab cake one.
Oh, yeah. Ben's My Friend.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Woke up this morning in August 3rd. It's pretty, pretty. Yeah, I can make you a playlist of, like, talkable songs. I'm sure you'd love them.
I don't think I do. Can
I send you one?
Can send me whatever you want.
Okay, I'll send you Courtney Barnett. Yeah, there's one about, like, a panic attack. Maybe you'll resonate with it.
Okay. Because I have panic
attacks. She also mentions Weetabix in that song, and I love Weetabix. Okay, yeah, In the Kingdom is next. This is a Mazzy Star song that was on that playlist. This is probably the one you fell asleep to.
Okay.
It's a really beautiful song. In the Kingdom, Mazzy Star.
Thank you.
it goes. That was In the Kingdom by Mazzy Star. Jules?
That made me tired.
Yeah, it's a nice sleepy song. It's just very beautiful. And there's a cat. Oh. I don't want to play Dallas again.
Danielle loves cats. She has a cat.
I have a cat named Cookie, and she's doing great things, actually. Oh, yeah.
I have a dog named Ryder.
Yeah. Oh, also, this past week, since this show is more like just a weekly update, I accidentally ordered 6 family-sized Bethlehem granola to our house.
We literally, like, went to dinner yesterday, and Danielle wanted to order granola while we were at dinner.
I get, like, hyper-fixated on things, and I, like, am super fixated on this granola right now.
She didn't even use the credit card for dinner, because, like, I paid for dinner.
And I'm Venmoing you.
She only brought this credit card for the sole purpose of buying granola.
Yeah, I this granola is so good, guys. And Granola Factory of Bethlehem, if you're listening to this. I mean, I could have changed my order. I think I could have been like, no, I meant to order 2 family-sized. But honestly, I'm going to go through 6 family-sized, I think. And I sent 2 to my parents. Well, 2, 1 pack of family-sized granola. So I'll update you guys. Hopefully they'll come by this time I have my show next week. It's like, in my opinion, well, also the thing is, like, I didn't really eat granola before this, and now I'm eating granola all the time because I just had this one granola that I really liked. So I really don't know how special it is, but I ordered 6 family-sized, so hopefully it's good. Well, no, I know it's good. I buy it every week. But I decided to invest, and I accidentally clicked 3.
I don't even know how that's possible.
I bought 3 2-packs for myself, and then I bought 1 2-pack for my family, and like all of family size, and I think I spent $100 on the Granola Factory website.
I can't.
And I,
she talks about this granola like daily.
Yeah, I like stare at it every morning, and I'm like, wow. Wow.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay, one more song, well, we'll leave after this song. This is If You Find Yourself Caught in Love by Belle and Sebastian on their album Dear Catastrophe Waitress. It's my favorite album of theirs. I was really into Belle. I still listen to Belle and Sebastian, but I was very much into them in high school at one point. Like, maybe 9th, 10th grade. I'm talking 9th, 10th grade-ish. But yeah, I always liked this album. It's from 2003, the year my sister Katrina was born.
Wow.
Yeah.
You guys, wait. Oh, I was like, for a second I was thinking of Fiona. I was like,
she's 2005.
Three of you born in, like,
she's June 25th, 2005, the day Michael Jackson died.
I know.
Not in 2005. Oh, wait, when
Jillian was born in 02.
Oh, wow. Crazy. All right. Bye, guys. Have a great week. I'm really glad I figured out the whole thing with the radio not working when we got here. Because, wow, what a trip it's been. Jules, any parting words?
I'm glad to be here, hang out with my friend Danielle.
Yeah, and happy Easter, guys.
Yeah, enjoy a Reese's egg.
Yeah, get a nice Reese's egg on us. All right, bye.
Find yourself caught in love. Say a prayer to the man above. Thank him for everything you know. You should thank him for every breath you blow. If you find yourself caught in love, say a prayer to the man above. Thank him for every day you pass. You should thank him for saving your sorry ass. If you're single but looking out, you must raise your prayer to a shout. Another partner must be found. Someone to take your life beyond.
If you find yourself caught in love, say a prayer to the man above. But if you don't listen to the voices, then my friend, you'll soon run out. You.